Demon Seed.
You must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Oh, we're recording, John.
Beep, beep, beep. Here we go. Well, this is it. Mike's not here.
How drunk is he going to be this time?
Fucking, it's ridiculous, isn't it? I'm not drunk. I'm on holiday. I'm on. Shocking last time. Again, he's late. So I don't know how this is going to work out, but we'll...
Well, we've got an allocated time slot with a hard finish, so we just started rolling.
Very hard finish. So this is going to be a good one. Loads of paranormal in this one. When I say loads, none. Hang on a minute. Here we go. Da, 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 da. Da, da. Dum, 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 dum.
Relatively stress-free.
Hey. Look who it is. Mikey B. Hello. Look at him just saying hello there. No can in his hand this week. Just a happy smiling face. And,
hello, John.
Hello,
Liz.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Very well. Very well.
What's going on?
First of all, I would like to say, would you like to apologise to our faithful listeners?
Yeah, all six of them.
All six. Well, is this the paid version?
This is a paid one, all three premium clag, all three paid listeners
for my shocking state last week that I was in.
Fantastic result.
Feedback was overwhelmingly positive, it wasn't clever,
but it sure was fun. That's what I do.
How did you fare the next day? Did you have to get up or anything?
Well, do you know, because I'm working on the house, I actually was a piece of piss because I had to get stuff done in the morning. I had to get up early and start doing tough stuff.
Hammering
hard
and
man
stuff.
Yeah. So I was going to get on with it. So it's like
good. PMA, bashing cables.
Latitude.
Bashing cables, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, I think the key is to avoid bashing cables when you're doing that sort of thing. Very much bash around the cables, but you know, don't actually bash the cables.
That's it. Good lad.
I'm just unwinding my, are we recording?
It's on. It's all ready to. We're ready to go. Free and easy on the highway of life. So this.
Just going to take my headphones off a second. My cords are all twisted up. Hang on.
Okay. He's had terrible problems. He was diagnosed with the twisted cords, and they took him in. They took one of the balls out. He's much better now. They've untwisted the cables for him.
I'm back on.
Oh, fucking brilliant. Good.
What I might do is get rid of my camera. Although I got super duper broadband now, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, yours should run. Mine, it's mine.
I can never see you. It'd be a lot easier if I could see you, but I never can.
If I turn mine on, it just turns into...
You've got a wish.com version of the internet. You'd rather spend your money on fucking ganja than Wi-Fi, let's be honest.
Set up a mat, and then I just pray, and it brings in positive energy. That's all you need for one of these, you know?
Yeah. Good. Well, while we're just talking, I'm just unravelling wires, because I'm at my desk, so keep, you know...
Young boys up the woods, fa la 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 la. Young boys up the woods, fa la 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 la.
Young boys up the woods,
fa la 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 la. They look like some young boys up the
woods. Woods, woods,
woods.
Show me a boner, tra
la la la. Show me a boner, fa la 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 la. Show me a boner, fa la 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 la. I'll chuck in some blue veins for free, free, free,
free, free.
See the content's great, and they pay for this.
We hit the ground running with this.
Hit the ground running now. Blue veins, everything you could dream of. You know, quick one is a good way to start the show. Call it a show. That's a joke.
I'm gonna turn my camera off because you can all see me. Reese, can I see you a minute? Put your camera on.
Let's just see Reese quickly before we begin. And Reese, there he is.
Reese is there.
Canada's finest. There he is.
Canadian politics is boring. The T-shirt on there.
Good love.
Yeah.
One of our favourite podcasts. I think we can all agree.
A classic podcast.
If one of the three would like to get on that,
listen to that.
Canadian politics is boring podcast.
Got some content.
Free promotion.
Got some content here, right?
Yeah, because going now. God knows we need it.
Right, okay. Mick Hucknall.
Which is off, is he?
He's gone.
He's in the pool, is he?
He's probably gone for a swim.
I'm still here. I was just muting myself and turning the camera off.
I call my camera off as well. If I can mute myself, it really would be an absolute boon for me. I'll just turn the camera off.
I'm turning my camera off as well now.
How do I do that then?
Off.
Which is on.
Just put your finger over the hole.
No, that's your way of doing it. Show all controls.
Show making. Hang on a minute.
Show me emotion. Tra-la-la-la, isn't it? Well, that's audio pause. I don't
Young
do that.
Boys up the woods. Fa-la-la-la-la. Young boys up the woods. My boys, my boys, my wonderful boys. Welcome back to another fantastic episode. Each one of you has been so spectacularly good at following the episodes. You deserve a prize. Ian, for you, a McDonald's apple pie. David, for you, a picture of Morecambe and Wise recently unearthed and put on the internet of them as... Blacked up comedians, outrageous, but worth a few bob to the racists out there. And for you, David, the Dolly Parton's left tit cast out of marshmallow. Do, 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 my friends.
Good. As I said, it's nice to be back, John.
It's great to be back. I've got some new content. It's called.
Drink, actually.
Say again.
I feel lost without a drink. I feel like I'm not for a second belittling alcoholism.
Not at all.
I feel like an alcoholic. I feel like I need a drink to get through this.
Do you want to get a fizzy drink? Do you want to get a can or something? That might help them.
Ben, get Dad a pint of Ribena, please, babe.
Ribena. Taste of the 80s. Lovely stuff. You know what would be nice?
Not too weak either.
Room temperature water. Warm Ribena. Disgusting. Got a new feature mic for the episode.
Oh, good, because we need content. We need hashtag content, don't we?
Okay, it's called 15 grand in hand, so this is the feature.
Good. Like the sound of it. Sounds good. Let's move on.
What I'm going to do is I'll bring Reese into this because I'm going to see how the two of you fare. 15 grand in hand, here it goes. I've got 15 grand in a briefcase. It's all yours, ready to go, provided you either spend... 2 weeks in a room with Mick Hucknall on a leather harness above you, and he's lowered down onto your face, and you have to breathe through his anus, it adapting onto your nose every night for 2 weeks. Or it's the guy out of U2, Bono from U2, is lowered down onto you, and you have to lock into his anus and breathe through him every night for 2 weeks. 15 grand cash in hand. Which one do you go for?
Is neither an option?
If you go for neither, you've got to give me 15 grand. And we whip your balls with barbed wire.
It's probably a lose-lose situation, isn't it? I'd probably breathe through Bono's arse for 2 weeks.
You go through Bono, would you? And Reese?
Yeah.
Bono or Mick Hucknall?
Thanks, mate.
You're welcome.
I'd go Mick Hucknall.
Mick Hucknall? Okay, but why?
Because he likes roller coasters.
So there you go, the winner of 15 grand in hand. It's a dead heat.
Why I said Bono?
Yeah, go on. Yeah, Mike, why did you say? But this is good, actually, because it adds, yeah. So, Mike, why did you go for Bono?
He always looks like he looks after himself.
You're right there.
His long-haired face, he'd always, you know, he wasn't a big sweater.
No.
Always looked clean.
Yeah. Yes, say
So Hucknall, there's something of the smudge about him, isn't there?
Yeah, I know what you mean. He wears those yellow briefs and
he's dirty between the cheeks.
He's got that slightly sour, pissy smell you get in the summer if your t-shirt hasn't been dried.
I mean, for libel reasons, this is pure conjecture.
It's pure conjecture, yeah. None of this is true.
That's not true.
When Hucknall does his washing, what he does is he just hangs it out for a bit. And he never really dries it. He just chucks it back in the cupboard. And then when it comes out, it's a bit pissy. Then he starts sweating. Yeah. And obviously his ginger pubes mat. And, it, you know, he doesn't wipe properly. We all know that. And it all clags up. Bono,
you should
dry
it. Do you know what you should do?
Yeah.
Wait for a nice day.
Yeah.
And then hang it out for you.
I love you.
Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
The Hucknall. I mean, you talk about Bono being clean.
The most
right.
unlikely Lothario of all time, by the way.
The idea
of all the women. Do you remember when in the '80s when bedding women was a thing in the papers?
Very, and also
Hucknall bedded 500. Well, I don't know what that means. If you put him into like a flower border or something, I don't know what it means. He bedded.
Yeah, but he did. He set up a bed with a leather harness above it, and then he lowered himself down, and they breathed through him for two weeks, and he gave them all 15 grand. God, I hope he never hears this. We're in so much trouble.
Incoming pain.
We tell him it's shit. They listen to it. Then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know. We just told you that.
Clap hands only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
There is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the clag hounds may enter the paywall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming pain. Twice the clack, twice the regret. All for £5. To become an official Clackhound, go to patreon.com/thedemonseed.